Yo, what up, family? It's your boy Slush. Some people know me as Rashid, Coach D, Coach Sheed. Coming to you, recording live with these podcasts that I'm trying to do. Basically, you know, first off, I want to appreciate you guys for tuning in, taking time out your day, listening with these podcasts. You know, the idea of it is just to spread some information that I have throughout the years of reading and studying and gaining information. Also, I want to do these podcasts to provoke thoughts, you know, provoke thoughts and get you to think a little bit outside of the box of maybe something that you probably haven't thought about before. You know, I'm not trying to change anyone's belief system or ideologies or how they are, but I just want you to listen to these, to the podcast with an open mind and an open heart. And then hopefully you guys can take something from this to where, you know, it helps you with your daily lives. I'm going to be talking about everything, man. Different topics that I feel are important, in our development as human beings, as a society, as a community. You know, the first topic today is, you know, we're going to talk about energy and how important energy is and how important it is for you to produce positive energy and positive vibes in order for you to receive it in return. Even when you're going through bad days, and how to channel that and turn that negative into a positive. And also how it affects you. A lot of the times we tend to overlook the importance of starting off your day on a positive note. You know, even though we're going through negative things and there's a lot of negativity in the world today. So we tend to overlook how important it is and the seriousness that having good energy can provide, whether in a good way or in a bad way. You know, so let's get right into it. On, you know, a couple definitions of what energy is. You know, energy in the dictionary, energy, it says that energy is the life source that binds the soul to the body. All right, and what that means is that the soul is everlasting. You know, that's that spiritual energy, you know, being right with oneself, and you know, and they having your soul and your temple intact, you know, that can never die. In physics, energy is the property of matter. It's transferred between objects and converted in form. You know, so our body is really not our own. If you know, we'll get into the spirituality part of it, but our body isn't our own. And even in the Bible, when it says take care of your temple, it means your spirit, your soul. You know, take care of that, because that's your body is just the vessel that your spirit and your soul lives in. You know, so the body is that of an object. And so we have to make sure we take care of the temple, the object, and make sure that our soul and our spirit is one with, you know, whatever you believe in. Energy is also the ability to do work. It never dies, but transfers, whether positive or negative. You know, so the you can walk in a room, you can affect people just by your energy. You know, someone's having a bad day and you can tell, like, man, you can tell the energy in a room starts to feel a little different because of their vibes that they're giving off. Or it can be the opposite. Someone can walk in a room and then light the room up because they have such good vibes and good energy. So it can affect you in both ways. So we also have to learn that energy is the ability to do work. It never dies, but it transfers, whether it's a positive or negative thing. So as I was saying, you know, you can wake up in your day, you know, walk into work or walk into a setting where, you know, you affect people by just your your energy, by just your presence alone, can affect someone else's day, and vice versa. You know, someone walking in with a nasty attitude, they don't even have to say anything to you. You know, you just feel it just from the rip that it's going to be a long day because of their energy, their vibes that they're giving off. You know, we also have to understand that energy is transferred or felt through the heart, and then and through that, it can produce a feeling. So, for example, fear, love, frustration, happiness, you know, those are feelings that are produced from your heart. You know, the brain doesn't tell your heart how to feel. The brain doesn't say, hey, heart, I need you to feel this way. You know, that all stems from the heart dictating to the brain, like, hey, I'm feeling this. So I have to trigger that and transfer that information from the heart to your brain based off of the energy and the vibe that I'm feeling. You know, if somebody's showing you that genuine love, you know, your heart skips a beat, and that triggers your brain to say, man, this person is really loving me. You'll be able to dissect that. Or if you're afraid of something, when you get on a roller coaster and then your heart starts beating extra fast, you know, that's your heart, you know, giving the information to your brain saying, oh my goodness, you know, that fear starts to kick in. And then all that has to do with the energy or in your surroundings, you know. So again, you know, just those are just a few definitions of what, you know, energy is and how it can affect everything. Here's a good, the best example I can give. You've ever been in a situation where there's a newborn baby and you give that baby to one of the a family member? Let's say you're at Thanksgiving, something like that, and you give the baby to one of the family members, and then the baby just starts crying out of nowhere, and you can't figure out what's wrong. It's already eaten, it's already been changed, you know, but you can't figure out why that baby is crying. And then all of a sudden, you give the baby to someone else, and the baby automatically stops crying. Or the baby goes into another room and the baby automatically stops crying. You see, that's what energy is. See, when we're babies, we lose our natural gift as we get older. Meaning, when we're babies, we have this natural thing where we can dissect and feel what energy is, and then we react based off of that. Because when you're a baby, you can't see something and dissect it. You can't really touch anything and dissect it yet because you're still in your development stages as a human. So when you're a baby, the only way you can dissect what's going on around you is by the energy, what you feel, the atmosphere around you. So as we become an adult, as we grow and we become older, what happens is we lose that sense. And we start to use our eyes to dissect how we feel, and we use, you know, our other senses, and we don't use that sixth sense, you know, that sixth sense. We start using the five, we lose the ability to use that sixth sense to use our third eye and things of that nature. We'll get into that as the podcast grows weekly, but just from that purpose of understanding, as a baby, we use that sixth sense because that's all we are able to use at that time. So it's the same thing as an adult, whereas someone's behavior or someone's attitude can affect me. And this is something I learned, how important it is or how powerful it is when I started training youth athletes. You know, there would be days where I'm going through bad days and I'm just not into it. I'm not feeling it. But then I would have to correct myself before I walk into the building when I'm dealing with the kids, because it's not the kid's fault that I had a bad day. So I had to change that. So with that being said, you know, we got to get back to that using our sixth sense, you know, as we once did when we were children. And we have to understand that we affect people in such a way that we don't even have to use words. You know, that just how how we carry ourselves, just how our spirit is, can affect how other people are. You know, and that goes into a lot of the spirituality part of it is when, you know, you're one with yourself, you're working on yourself, and you're able to identify the things that you struggle with and work on. Because, like I said, some people may not be able to handle adversity a lot, and then being that they can't handle adversity, it then affects their mood, and then it affects how they treat people. So once we're able to become one with ourselves and develop ourselves and develop our spirit, we'll be able to handle certain things that happens throughout our lives, and then in return we'll be able to be a little bit more empathetic towards other people. So I think it all is a chain of events that happens, especially when dealing with people. And again, it took me a long time as well, because me myself, I was a very antisocial person. I didn't really like to deal with people a lot. But being in the field of coaching and training and dealing with kids, you know, when you're dealing with kids, you also have to deal with their parents. So I had to learn how to, as I was saying earlier, is to manage how I feel and manage the energy that I gave off, the vibe that I gave off. I think, and I hope, if you ask any of the kids that I train or any of the adults, you know, they always say, you know, Coach Sheed is always in good spirits. He's always in high spirits. And it's not faking it. You know, I don't want it to be misconstrued as I'm putting on a front or I'm faking it. Is that I was able to learn how to channel whatever I'm going through. If it's a negative thing that I'm going through, being able to channel it and turn it into something positive, and think and start to think positive, because I know that I'm affecting other people. You know, if I'm training you and I have a bad mood, or I'm not really feeling it, or I'm not into it, you're not gonna feel it. You're not gonna be into it. You know, you're not gonna be enthusiastic about the workout. So I had to learn that as I grew and as I started to get into that field. So I think even as a people, when it's dealing with the things that are going on in society today, as far as bullying and our president being what it is, you know, us starting to, a lot of people starting to, I guess, become quote unquote woke, and to be able to show empathy. I think that's what's missing in the world. And then with the empathy, you have to know how to manage your energy. You have to grow and develop your spirit and become one with your spirit, so that in that turn, it is easy to manage your energy and your vibes that you give off. Because again, that's important. That's the first, that's really the first impression when you're interacting with other people. You know, they always say the way you look is the first thing that people see. But if you're using your sixth sense, I'll look past how you look by your energy that you're giving off. You know, you see it all the time in relationships, where you may see someone as a good looking woman or a good looking man, and then they're with someone who you may think is not as good looking. You're like, man, why is he with her? Why is she with him? She ugly, he's ugly. But that person probably is looking past their physical presence and looking into their spirit and looking the energy and the vibes that that person gives off. So you see, it all correlates to each other once we become one with our spirit. So again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I know it's a little bit choppy. I'm still learning the app. Peace. Have a good night, family. Oh yeah, family, before I go, just something in my spirit real quick. You know, just to piggyback off of that, being that we understand the importance of the energy and that sort of thing, you know, it's very important that you, once you started to develop on how to manage your energy, and develop your spirit and become more pure with your spirit, it's very important that you then know how to, I guess, dodge the negative energy with the people around you. You know, sometimes, you know, they say you have to be aware of the people around you. But that's just in terms of the people in your inner circle, because sometimes you can't control the people that's around you. You know, you may be at work and, you know, this person always comes in with the bad attitude. This person, you know, we have those situations where there's people we just can't stand to be around, but sometimes we can't help it. So that's when it comes into being one with yourself and your spirit and being able to control your energy. And then once you do that, you'll be able to learn how to dodge and not let other people's energy affect you as much as it used to, if that makes any sense. So, you know, again, using that example of, you know, you're at work and this person's energy is just always bad, you know, being that your energy and you're vibrating on such a high level, you'll be able to then spread your positive energy onto that other person. Because again, energy never dies. It just transfers from, you know, one entity into the next. So being that we understand that, instead of letting that person's negative energy affect us, we are using our positive energy and our positive vibrations to affect them, to hopefully put a smile on their face, and things of that nature. You know, so everything, again, everything goes hand in hand. Next week's podcast is going to get into that. You know, as you're listening to the episode, if you have comments, leave a comment on anything that you may want to talk about next week. I usually use the week to prepare to actually have, you know, for this not to just be me just blabbering, but a topic, and we'll really discuss the topic and get in depth in topic. So I guess I appreciate you guys with your comments, questions or concerns, or what you want more of, what you want to hear. Definitely let me know. And also, you know, just bear with me. I'm still learning the app, still trying to put it together. And I'm hoping that the audience, you grow with me. And any advice, I'm always open to advice. I'm always open to comments. I'm always open to criticism. I just would ask that you just be respectful with your criticism, with your comments, with your concerns, with your advice. And then we'll try to grow together with this app. You know, I think it's a good thing. I can spread the information on a wider, broader scale. And again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. You know, as I continue to learn the app and continue to grow and continue to learn, again, we'll put this effort into next week, Sunday, between the hours of 7:30 and 8 o'clock. I'm actually trying to work around the NFL schedule, because I know a lot of people, you know, watching the NFL. We'll get into that whole thing later on as well. But I want to get a time where you're downtime or you're not distracted with anything else. So you can really pay attention to, you know, what we're discussing. So with that being said, I promise this time that this is it. I'm done. And hopefully you guys have a great night and a great week. You know, keep that energy high. Peace.